With SRN News, I'm John Scott. On Capitol Hill, Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle is getting hammered as calls mount for her to resign. During a House Oversight Committee hearing, Chairman James Comer says the Secret Service's actions before and during the recent assassination attempt of former President Trump were unacceptable.
This tragedy was preventable. The Secret Service's protective mission is to protect U.S. and visiting world leaders and safeguard U.S. elections through protection of candidates and nominees. The Secret Service has a zero-fail mission, but it failed on July 13th and in the days leading up to the rally.
There is a bipartisan call for Cheadle to resign immediately. Also at SRNNews.com, Vice President Harris praised President Biden in her first public appearance since he dropped out of the race. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with that report.
At a White House celebration for NCAA championship teams, Harris paid tribute to the president.
Joe Biden's legacy of accomplishment over the past 3 years is unmatched in modern history.
She said in one term, he has already surpassed the legacy of most presidents who served two terms in office. Harris is gathering support and endorsements to be the Democratic presidential nominee following Biden's decision to end his campaign. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Hundreds of migrants from around a dozen countries left from Mexico's southern border on foot Sunday as they attempt to make it to the U.S. border, saying they hope to make it before elections are held in November, because they fear that if Donald Trump wins, he will close the border to asylum seekers. Stocks are higher after the first losing week since April, the Dow up 97 points and the Nasdaq adding 264. This is SRN News. Bible readers are better citizens.
According to a new poll released by the American Bible Society, people who read the scriptures on a regular basis are more likely to put a high premium on civic engagement. Bible readers pay more attention to the political life of the nation than their non-reading peers, and they're better educated on the key issues before the country, the state, and their locality. Those who engage with scripture regularly are also more likely to be civically active. Michael Harrington News.
Union Gospel Mission, a Christian homeless shelter in Yakima, challenging a Washington state anti-discrimination law that would require the charity to hire LGBT people and others who don't share its religious beliefs. Washington's anti-discrimination law exempts religious nonprofits, but in 2021, the state Supreme Court said the religious hiring exemption should only apply to ministerial positions. This is SRN News. A European Union court has ruled TikTok owner ByteDance cannot avoid the bloc's crackdown on digital giants.
The judges say the video sharing platform falls under a new law that also covers Apple, Google, and Microsoft. The EU's general court rejecting ByteDance's legal challenge against being classed as an online gatekeeper that has to comply with additional obligations under the 27-nation bloc's Digital Markets Act. TikTok says it is disappointed, but notes it's already taken measures to comply with the DMA. Jason Walker reporting.
China and the Philippines reaching a deal intended to end confrontations at the most fiercely disputed shoal in the South China Sea. The deal reached after a series of meetings between the Philippine and Chinese diplomats in Manila. Neither side provided any details. More details at SRNNews.com.